The president is cutting off more Chinese companies from American investment. Beijing calls it malicious. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Trump administration is ordering U.S. investors to stay away from a whole list of Chinese companies. Yesterday, the White House issued an executive order to that effect, banning U.S. investment in a few dozen Chinese firms. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sabri.
So what is behind this latest escalation of tensions?
The Trump administration says Beijing is using U.S. investors' money to develop and modernize its military and intelligence and security agencies, which threaten the U.S. The order bans any U.S. investment in these companies, which the White House says have ties to China's People's Liberation Army. The order goes into effect January 11th of next year.
What kind of effect would this have?
It may not have a big impact. It doesn't look like the ban will affect big Chinese tech firms like Huawei. There are some state-owned Chinese defense contractors on the list, but they don't have foreign investors. Plus, any U.S. shareholders have a year to sell their holdings, so they could wait and see what the incoming Biden administration does.
How's China reacting to all this?
It's not happy. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says the U.S. is abusing its power to unreasonably suppress Chinese companies, seriously disrupting trade and investment cooperation between China and the U.S.
Nancy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We are all dealing with a lot right now, collectively. Record COVID-19 cases in this country, record hospitalizations, widespread unemployment, financial insecurity, and a lot of us won't even be able to spend the holidays with loved ones. It's a lot. Some employers get that. They are responding to the increased stress on their workers. Some employers don't. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
It's been a tough couple weeks for Courtney Copenhaver, a pharmacy technician at a hospital in Elkhart, Indiana, that's seen a surge in COVID patients.
We've been severely short-staffed. I mean, we don't really have time for lunch breaks.
Copenhaver says she's struggled with depression and anxiety and woke up recently with a migraine coming on, so she took a mental health day off of work.
You know, how can you take care of patients if you can't take care of yourself?
In a recent Marketplace Edison research poll, about a quarter of respondents said their employer had given them additional paid time off during the pandemic. Mike Spinelli is the head of HR at Boston software company AppNeta, which is giving employees every other Friday off until the end of the year.
The intent was step away from your screens, you know, step away from your Slack, take time for yourself.
But these kinds of benefits most often go to those with higher-wage white-collar jobs, potentially leaving out many low-wage essential workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers this morning. The FTSE in London is down 0.5%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up around 0.8%, with the Dow future up 231 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 0.888%. As the cold rolls in this winter in many parts of the country, we've got a lot of people without jobs. Unemployment rate's about 6.9%. No stimulus in sight. A third of adults say they're having a hard time meeting regular household expenses, according to the Census Bureau. All of this is to say there may be a growing number of Americans unable to pay their utility bills, gas, heat, electricity, water. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Richard Ferreira directs community services for Catholic Charities Diocese of Trenton in New Jersey. They give money to people who can't pay their utility bills. He says normally they get about 15 calls a day.
But now we seem to have been spiking to like 35, 40 calls a day.
When the pandemic started, New Jersey was one of 32 states that prevented people's utilities from being disconnected. For Jersey, it goes until March of next year. But those bills will keep stacking up, and Ferreira worries that debt will further exacerbate the housing crisis and lead to evictions.
Evictions, rental arrears and utility arrears go hand in hand because, you know, people are moving monies. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They don't pay their rent with hopes of trying to get the utilities stabilized.
According to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, electric and gas debt is expected to be more than $24 billion by the end of this year. That's 3 to 4 times what it was last year. The protections against shutoffs are lifting and disconnections have already begun. Tens of thousands across the country have lost their power, which is disproportionately affecting people of color. Michelle Graff teaches energy policy at Indiana University.
So as compared to white households, Hispanic households were 15 times more likely to have their household disconnected for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, and Black households were 6 times more likely.
It's not just about staying warm through the winter. It's a public health issue, says Ariel Dre-Hobel with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
Many people are working and learning from home. And, you know, need to wash their hands frequently, keep food and medicine cool within a refrigerator that's running on electricity. It's really important that people have access to the utilities now.
Utility companies across the country say they are offering payment plans, and the federal program that helps low-income families pay their energy bills got an extra $900 million from the CARES Act. But that was back in May, and the coldest months are still ahead. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.